Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have been waiting to introduce Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. He covers the New York football Giants. Paul, first of all, how are you doing? And the best of the holiday season to you and yours.
Same to you, Steve. I'm getting in the holiday mood just hearing your voice right now. So it's a party. Let's have a party.
Most people hear my voice and take a holiday.
Now, nope. You bring cheer.
Well, all right. Listen, you are way too kind as always, as usual. Let me ask you the number one question: the status. I call him the atomic blonde. He is always a lead story, even when. There, he says nothing or nothing happens on a given day regarding him. He is a leading man who may have lost his leading manhood to Saquon Barkley. Is he going to play on Sunday?
No, he will not. I would anticipate that tomorrow, Friday, he's ruled out would be my guess. I would anticipate him not even being on the trip. Things can change, but, you know, he's not practiced, Steve. He didn't practice last week. He didn't practice Wednesday. He didn't practice Thursday. You know, they say he's getting better, but no, I would say it's 99% that will be ruled out tomorrow.
Okay, so that's some fresh and new information. And let me ask you this, because the coach came out and made the comment about injury and hurting. And, of course, every football player, I'm sure, on every team by week 16 is hurting somewhere, but they play through it. And he created, for the suspicious minds that we all have, possibly some doubt about whether or not the atomic blonde, Odell Beckham Jr., is hurt or injured. And I think the coach wanted him, if feeling hurt, that he should at least try to play the remaining two games. Give me your thoughts.
You know, this is a real tricky one, Steve, I have to admit, because the injury came, you know, it kind of came suddenly on us. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, this happened in the last play in Philadelphia.
Right.
So we don't hear anything about it. He practices the whole next week. He plays against the Bears, throws a touchdown pass, catches a touchdown pass, practices the whole next week, right, until Friday. When, you know, the 2 days before the Redskins game, it comes out that he's got a quad. We put him on the injury report. Pat Shurmur says he's definitely playing in the game. And from there, we go to him not making the trip the next day and not playing. So this is kind of it caught us all by surprise, but this is a hematoma. This is a real issue in his quad. Steve, I think he's hurt. Okay, you know, I can't get into his body. There's really no history on his resume of Odell Beckham not playing. I mean, he's been hurt. You know, he started his career with four games. He didn't play because of a hamstring. Then he played every game. Then he had an ankle issue. Don't forget. Then he fractured his ankle. He came back from a very tough injury. He played every game this year, and then he had this quad. So I think he's hurt. Now, if you're asking me if the Giants are playing. The Giants are 9-5 instead of 5-9. Does he find his way onto the field? I don't know. Not last week. This week, can he find his way onto the field and can he give you 25 plays and be a decoy and catch some slants? Maybe. You know, that's conjecture on my part, maybe. But they're not. You know, I mean, all games are not created equal, right? So they're 5-9. I think he's trying to get back on the field. I don't think he shut it down. But he can't play, so that's the bottom line right now. He can't play in a game in which they're 5-9, and they're not going to take any drastic measures to get him on the field.
You think Shurmur believes him?
I do. You know, this has been an evolving relationship, and there's no doubt that I don't know if the word is friction, but Steve, you've been around. You know, Odell is high maintenance. Mm. You know, some guys are easy, some guys are harder. Odell is harder. You know, he is, You know, he says things that get people irritated. He goes on TV and says things that get people irritated. Sometimes he's evasive. Sometimes he's a little moody. But he practices hard. He plays hard. So I think Shermer, I know for a fact that Shermer has been irritated with him at certain junctures this year. But knowing that and bringing it to the level where he thinks he's dogging it, I'm not ready to go there just yet.
Are you giving it? Well, even the fact that you mention that, and you know a number of people think that, and as you pointed out, we're not doctors, we're not him, we're not his quad, we are not professional athletes, we're not football players, but why do we doubt, why do we not trust him?
Well, I don't know if it's our nature or it's Odell's nature. I mean, look, I just think it's unfair to say this guy is dogging it and he's not hurt, because there's nothing in his track record to suggest he's looking for a way out. He loves playing in these games. He loves his numbers, okay? He loves, you know, 100 catches and 1,400 yards and 12 touchdowns, and he's going to fall short of that. I mean, Saquon Barkley is now going to lead the team in receptions because Odell is hurt and is missing two games and might miss the last four. Odell's not happy about that, and it's not because he's jealous of Saquon Barkley, but he feels ownership that he should be the leading receiver on the team, and it's most likely would have been if he didn't get hurt.
Some of this is that because he is the diva, and because, you know, as you have so eloquently pointed out, because he's always such a story for so many reasons, that we're thinking, I mean, guessing, speculating, rumorizing, that his ego may be hurting more than his quad. What do you think?
No, I've seen him with Saquon. I've seen the two, and I think it's look, is there a natural little rivalry to be the man, or, you know, whatever you want to call it? You know, Saquon is an incredibly impressive young man. I mean, he's the youngest guy in the team, Steve. It's hard to believe. You know, on the field, we don't even have to discuss. We know what kind of player he is. But in the locker room, he talked the other day about wanting to really close out these last two games and improve his leadership and continue to prove he's a leader. You know, this is a guy who really, really is in it for the long haul and for all the right reasons. But, you know, here's the last thing I would say about Odell, Steve, is that when we list the Giants' real decline the last 4 or 5 years with Odell there, okay, they had one playoff berth. If I want to list, and we want to sit here and list the reasons for this decline, Odell and his attitude is not high on the list, in my mind. Now, some people will say he's a bad attitude, he's a cancer, he brings, you know, he's a me-first guy. Mm. I don't buy a lot of that. And, you know, are you going to put him ahead of the offensive line and no pass rush and maybe Eli Manning's declining skills and, you know, some coaching issues in previous years? I mean, you're going to put all that and say, no. Odell, with his 100 catches and 12 touchdowns and 1,300 or 1,400 yards, he's the biggest problem. I just don't buy it.
Do you think some of the players, now you're talking about leadership, I've always thought that most leaders don't want followers, they want other leaders. Would you classify Odell Beckham Jr. that way?
Well, you know what? I think players, by and large, are very smart. You know what I mean? And I think they see that Odell Beckham is a star, and he's a Pied Piper, and they see when, you know, they come out for the warm-ups and people are screaming his name and Odell, 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 and want to see him catch one-handed passes and come over and take a picture with me. You know, they see him as a star, but I don't think that players look at that and say, well, he's my leader. You know, I think Odell, if you would ask me, is he a leader on the team, I would say somewhat, but I don't think he's a great leader, but I think he plays hard, he practices hard. You know what I think his best quality is in the locker room, Steve, is he brings a lot of the smaller and younger guys up. He does not big time a lot of people. He does things for people, practice squad guys. He'll take pictures, you know, before the game with family, with them. You know, he realizes that he's Odell Beckham Jr. and he has to. He is a magnet. So I think in that way he's very gracious. But no, there. I know. Oh no. Now Saquon Barkley at the young age is he's got the potential to be quite a leader. I mean, a special leader.
Well, here's the thing, because some people, and I'm wondering if some of the players, and you would know, and because you get your shoes dirty every single day with the New York Football Giants, because you know these players, you need quotes from them, you need stories and you need to be on the same page. You'd like to be, you're a reporter and a commentator, make no mistake, and we know how honest you are with everything you write about the New York Football Giants. If they stink, you say so. So you don't pull any, but you are with these players every single day, as we say in the trade. Bottom line is this question. Are there some players who are bothered by Odell Beckham Jr. and, in terms of leadership, want to see him lead by example, as in he should be out there in the final two games?
Well, that's two separate things. They want. I if you're asking me, you know, the four of the 55, 56, 53 players out there, you know, who are on the roster, if I could take a secret poll and say how many of them would say, do you think Odell is dogging at the last two games that he could play? I think most would say no. I think almost all would say no. If he could play, he would, because, like I said, he has no track record of dogging it. Now, you know, players are different. You know, a lot of guys are in cliques as far as different position groups. So, you know, in the past, do some of the grizzled offensive linemen kind of look at Odell and say, oh, you know, why is this guy, you know, always saying or doing things? Yeah, I think there's some of that. Some of the defensive players may say, you know, why doesn't he just play the game? I think there's some of that, but I think that's normal with a lot of guys. You know, I think some of the offensive linemen used to say that about Michael Strahan when Michael Strahan was going off the reservation, you know, or when other star players, when Tiki Barber was saying things they didn't like, some people, you know, on the defensive side said, you know, Tiki should put a sock in it. So I think it happens with all teams, but I'm serious, Steve. I don't think I write about Odell. People want to read about it. I post stuff on the website about Odell. It gets great traffic. When you talk about Odell, people want to listen. So I'm not naive to think that Odell is not good for all our businesses. But I think sometimes we make it bigger than inside the building it actually is.
Well, let me ask you now, does he understand or realize or even champion the fact that Saquon Barkley is the new offensive face of the franchise? Do you think he's jealous of that, or do you think he celebrates that for his teammate Barkley?
I don't know if he thinks it's true. I really don't know if he thinks it's true, and I'm not sure if it's true right now. You know, I'm not sure. Odell is the greatest star. You know, he's still a great star, and Saquon is an emerging star. They are very different personalities, very different. And, you know, their lockers are very close to each other in the locker room. You know, but no, they're the magnets that everyone's attracted to. Deep down, does Odell think, you know, if you want me to put on my shrink outfit and say, deep down, does Odell look at some of this and say, man, the new kid everyone loves? And, you know, he might, but I think Odell is very, very self-aware, you know, and I think some of this stuff, even with the injury, he's very self-aware. He knows every molecule in his body, every sinew, every tendon. You know, he in the off season, he works on muscle groups and sports science. So, you know, when he is a finely tuned Ferrari, and when there's one little piston, I don't even know if there are pistons in Ferraris anymore, but whatever there is in this finely tuned, you know, classic sports car, if there's one thing out of place, Odell can feel it. So I think he's a little finicky that way, but I still don't think that means he's dogging it and not playing a game.
All right. Is Eli Manning, the starting quarterback for the New York Football Giants, Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, is he starting the 2019 season for the Giants?
My guess right now is no.
No?
Who no, is, you who, asked
who,
me.
Well, I'm surprised. I thought for sure you were going to give a yay and a thumbs up. Who are they going to have a quarterback?
Well, that's a much more difficult question, Steve. Pat, I think it was overreported. I wrote it, but I think it was overreported when Pat Shurmur was asked the other day on Wednesday, do you want Eli back next year, right? What did he say? He said, yeah. And in the same sentence, he said, I want all the players back. Now, there's no way in the world Pat Shurmur wants all these players back. That's not true. That was a nice thing for him to say. He likes this team. He likes the way they've fought for him. But this is not a playoff team. He knows it. The talent is not there. So he doesn't want all these players back. Then he was asked, do you think Eli has years left? As you said, when you got the job, you know, you looked at Eli and said you thought he has years left. He said, I do. where he was asked, why do you think Eli has years left? And he said, well, because when we protect him and we run the ball and everything is you know, we have things in order, he has played some very good football, which is true. Certainly not enough. I just think when push comes to shove, when they sit down after the season, I don't know how the next two games are going to go, but I'm not optimistic they're going to win these two games and Eli's going to have big games, that when they sit down and have brutally honest discussions with this, I think a decision will be made at some point that, you know what, we're not sure we can go forward with Eli. And, you know, they really don't want to cut the guy, Steve. They love him. They don't want to cut him, send him packing. Eli doesn't want to play anywhere else. I just think at some point they're going to draft the guy, you know, in either in the first or maybe more likely the second round. I think they're going to sign somebody. And I just think whether they either cut Eli or the handwriting is on the wall where Eli looks at it and says, I don't like the way this is shaping up, release me, or something like that, or he retires, which I think is a possibility, although not a strong one. It's just something in me after seeing Eli this year makes me think that the Giants are going to look at this harshly and realistically and say, you know what, we may have to just cut ties right now.
And Kyle Lauletta will become a full-time New York City cab driver. I think he may qualify for that, Paul. What do you think, real quick?
Well, no. Uber.
I was going to say that. I've used that one in the past before. You're not kidding. Paul, I can't thank you enough for your comments, your time, and again, the best of the holiday season this year, every year, for many years to come. Thanks, Paul.
Anytime. Same to you, Steve. Thank you.
You got it. All right, Paul Schwartz in the New York Post.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.